Mom?
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Yeah, it's me, Mom. I know I didn't Skype you last night. I'm sorry, but... I'm sorry, Mom. I don't have time to explain. I just need you to know that I'm all right. And please, if Ethan calls, take a message or tell him I'm all right. And then write down whatever he says. Yeah, everything. Mom, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. I'll be home by the end of the...
Ah, great.
Dude, did you get a hold of her?
Kind of. You had a quarter?
Sorry, dude. I don't carry quarters. And bad experience with the gumball machine.
Oh.
What are you gonna do?
I guess the best thing I can do for Ethan right now is just get home.
Well, shouldn't we go finish our food first?
Yeah, we should do that.
So, what do you think?
Well, surprisingly, I think I'm the newest fan of Indonesian food.
Well, Indonesian fast food. They don't actually eat anything like this in Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm still unclear as to what happened in New Orleans, and this whole rock tour thing.
Well, at first I was pretty bothered by Ethan even questioning Phil's loyalty. I was a pretty big fan of the Ceiling Fan podcast before I started my internship, and couldn't imagine Phil being anything but a friend to Ethan.
Ethan, wake up!
Man, Uncle Bernie and Phil are not gonna be happy when they find out we let Ethan get conked on the head like that. They were so insistent on us making sure we take good care of him.
Yeah, you're right. They were oddly insistent.
Well, they really care about Ethan. I mean, he's the golden voice of the band.
Aaron, seriously? Ethan's voice is horrible. That's why they have you sing so much.
I guess you're right. Is that why he's only on, like, two of the album tracks?
Yeah. Oh, I think he's waking up.
Yeah! Oh, guys!
We're here.
Where's Phil?
Well, good morning to you too, dude.
He and Uncle Bernie went somewhere else to eat. They should be back soon.
Then we don't have much time.
What is it, Ethan?
I think Phil and Bernie are trying to kill me. To death.
Kill you?
Ethan, come on. That's crazy.
Crazy? Crazy? Come on, guys. Have I ever done anything that's crazy?
Do we really have to answer that?
Look, the point is that...
No, the point is this is silly. Ethan, you're a good guy, and I really respect your work on your podcast, but this is exactly what I thought might happen.
What?
It's just like those band biopics. They do a couple shows, and they get big. And then just when it seems like they're on the verge of reaching their dreams, one of the members freaks out and gets paranoid. And they can't trust each other. Well, I don't want to become another one-hit wonder.
Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah, hey, I'll write that
down.
Yes,
it did. Anyway, the point is, you and Phil have been best friends for years, and been through a lot together.
Well,
so for the sake of the rest of us, please, pull yourself together and stop acting so absurd.
Just take a deep breath, guys.
But what about everything I heard Phil and Bernie say?
Ethan, this is important. It's an extremely serious and unlikely accusation. Please, think really hard. Did you really hear Phil or Bernie say that they wanted to kill you?
Well, no, not exactly, but... I guess it all could have been part of my... awesome dream I was having.
Well, then let's stop being silly and try to stay focused on this band tour.
All right, Aaron. I guess you're right. Thanks for the clarity. And the coffee.
Dude, that was pretty legit of you. I mean, it just kind of makes sense. Kind of like that time I was forced to stand up for this girl on the beach who was being attacked by a bunch of sandpipers.
Sure. You could fill me in on the background of that story later.
I was so mad. I was like a piping piper punter.
Nice.
So, that's when you checked into the hotel in New Orleans?
Yeah, well, we were checking in, and I heard something now I kind of wish I hadn't.
Dude, that was an amazing gig. You were awesome.
Thanks, Ethan. I really enjoyed doing it. I've never really done something like that before. Other than when I traveled with that Amish band, but I really want to get into that.
It really was a good song. I like the fresh perspective from the point of view like of an Odyssey fan. Plus, you worked in a lesson.
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt it was really important to write from the heart, and that was something I'd been struggling with. And then I'm not going to write about a lesson that I haven't learned myself, and that was a pretty big one for me.
Hey, do you think you'd want to write another song for McAllister Park?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Great, I love your writing and lyrics. We got plenty of shows coming up, so why don't you put it together and we'll play it at one of our upcoming shows.
Perfect.
Here we are, boys. New Orleans.
I have wiped out. I think I'm ready to check into the hotel and just crash out for the night.
What time's the gig tonight?
We go on at 11:30, but we should get there a little early to get a feel for the crowd.
Yeah, that sounds good. I am tired of coloring.
Well, just wait here, guys. We'll go check in.
This isn't going to be another one of those hippie gigs, is it? I didn't get that guy's song at all.
Yeah, I didn't understand him either. I think it was like about falling in love with a tree or something.
No. It was about his girlfriend leaving him for a tree, you know, like a tree hugger. He was a hippie, so, you know.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Who in their right mind would write a song like that?
A very, very weird person. I have no idea.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. I just gotta go drop the kids off at the pool.
Huh? Whose kids?
Never mind. I just have to go to the bathroom.
I'm putting the sleeping powder in these waters. That should keep him asleep until we get back.
Good idea. We gotta figure out what we are gonna do with Ethan.
Hey, did you find it?
What?
Well, the bathroom. We figured we'd come too.
Hey guys, got you some water.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.
Did you, drink the water?
No, I dumped it in the bathroom.
Whoa, TMI, dude.
No, I meant I dumped the water in the bathroom.
Oh, right.
Well, Ethan and James drank it, and they were out right away. I pretended to sleep, too, obviously. As soon as we were asleep, Phil and Bernie left. So I followed them.
Oh, so you weren't just going to the snack machine like you said before your phone call?
Right, at that point. A few minutes ago, I guess I wasn't sure if I was ready to tell you this whole story, or even if we would have enough time.
Well, little dude, it seems like we have a whole episode dedicated to you telling the story now, so...
What?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay, so I followed them down the stairs, but when I got to the bottom... Phil?
Okay, you're taking care of them,
where
right?
Where is he going?
Yeah, I feel bad for knocking them out so often. I think it's starting to affect Ethan's brain. He wants to record this weird song about a tooth fairy.
Phil, we have a job to do. You're not getting too caught up in this band thing, are you?
No, Bernie, I'm not.
You've got to do this job. Now let's go.
It was then I knew for sure that Phil had intentions beyond the band tour.
Whoa, like a real conspiratory.
But it was at that moment that something happened. I didn't know what was going on at the time, but it gets scarier every time I think about it now.
Come here. Dude, so you were, like, taken away?
I'm guessing they used chloroform or something.
That's nothing like my story about sandpipers.
Somehow we need to find a way to help them. I just hope by going home we'll find some clue or something that'll lead us to the truth.
That's heavy, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to burden you.
No, I mean that guy right there. Walking up, it's Heavy Man, the Indonesian superhero. What's up, Heavy Man?
Oh, hello, boys. Are you enjoying your Gambia meals?
Totally, dude. Whoa, TMI, dude.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
I've been trying to work on some ways to say that without having to use the word bathroom or restroom, because I don't want to get into a debate with people about whether it should be said bathroom or restroom.
We got plenty of shows, so we can play it at one of those. Everybody knows Ethan Daniel is in...
All right, boyos, just wait. Boyos.
Who in their right mind would write a song like that? Especially someone like Kevin. He's really weird. But he provides my voice, so...
Thanks, Phil.
That's Heavy Man. Sorry to burden you with my story. Lols.
Let me go!
Dude, he was like a crazy man. I was so mad. I was a pipe... Whoa. seems like we have a whole episode dedicated to you telling the story now. So, did you get a hold of her? So, did you get a hold of her? Did you hold her in your arms? Oh, sorry, man. I don't carry quarters. Also, look over there. It's Sorry Man, the Mexican superhero.
Oh, lo siento, señor.